Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Yes! Hold yes, on a minute. Yes! Yes! Yes!
Hold on.
Yes!
I mean...
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
God, no! I love that man.
It's one thing for Moses Moody, who... I mean, Moses and I, we may have spoken once, maybe twice. It's one thing for Moses to do that. He's reading script. But for Steve Kerr?
Yeah, and there's two differences. One is Moses Moody, the other Steve Kerr. But for those of you who didn't, and Granny, maybe
Kerr.
You can maybe you could play Moses Moody, because
no.
Moses is like...
Come on.
Bay Area, it's Moses Moody.
You're
listening
stink.
To Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Right, like it's playful. But Kerr... He is very much coming from that place of, Steve, I've got your back. No, you don't. No, you don't. No,
you don't. No, you don't.
Listen to the jackal over here. Steve loves me.
The vitriol in Steve's voice when he got the opportunity to take a shot at you. Listen to the energy behind this.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Yeah.
Hey, Dibs.
Dude, there's an edge in there.
Your picks stink.
When's the first time we have Kerr on?
Should be next week, right?
Yeah, I guess next
week. They play games that count next
week.
Hey,
Lucas,
Wednesday.
Do we have a... Never mind. Sorry. That got awkward. Yeah, let Kerr know I got questions, and they don't have anything to do with his beloved rotation.
Should I spoil the bit here or no?
I feel like we're getting our relationship and our season off to a bad start. Go ahead. Yes, spoil it.
So at Media Day, we hand our people hand every one of these guys, players, coaches, a script that we want them to read.
Right.
And for the people that read Dibs, your picks stink, they also read Dibs, I like your picks. So I have both of these from Steve Kerr. I have both of them from Moses Moody. I have both of them from everyone.
Well, then let me ask you this. Why do you default to the your picks stink
because
side?
Because your picks stink.
We were just talking about 7 of 10.
You picked the Saints last night, and they lost by 1,000 points.
Also, I like getting under your skin, Dibs.
Yes, because I know to go against it and make money. You picked
a
team. Of course I did. The Saints had no players last night, and you picked them.
They had Kamara, however you prefer to pronounce it.
And he got 18 catches for 12 yards because he can't move the ball.
They had Rentzer Splattler, which is his new name, because he splatted the ball all over the field.
Do you want Mark Grandy to sully his own name by coming in here the day after you said, everybody take the Saints plus the 2, and they lose by 1,000?
2.5, I think.
And you want Mark to come in here the next day and have Steve Kerr be like, Dibs, you got great picks over there. Look at you with your picks.
If Steve Kerr...
That wouldn't make any sense!
If Steve Kerr recorded both versions of... The script? Then what are we even doing here?
Well, I heard that he only recorded the complimentary one after much persuasion.
Arm twisting.
He had no interest.
Do you want to hear how the tone compares?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it. Oh, wait. Hold on. Sorry.
Jeez.
What happened here? Up.
2 and 1.
Why is this not?
And, oh, boy. Magically,
it doesn't exist. Here we go.
Bay Area, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You know what, Dibs? I like your picks.
Doesn't sound very genuine. When you play the other one first, you know what, Dibs?
Like, you know what? Whatever.
If I read this, can I go home, Raymond Ritter? Yeah. You know what, Dibs?
That was the
I like your picks. I know you've lost 7 of 10.
Thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
You know what, Dibs? You've lost 7 of 10, but darn it, I like your picks. Thanks, Steve.
It's almost like he's like, you're listening to Willard and Dibs. You know what, Dibs? They want me to be nice on this one, so I guess I will. Whatever. That's what that sounded like.
I wonder if there are other rejoins that we will play about other things, because I gave a number of different ideas to the director of sports, and yes, one of them was about my picks, but the other ones were about other things. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they also recorded those. We'll find out. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard that Jonathan Kuminga would like you to talk less.
That's one of the ones that I suggested.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Hi, this is Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs, but really, you're listening to Willard.
Dab Nation, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
Time out. Time out.
What?
Time out. This feels a little bit one-sided to me. Kuminga! Come on, JK!
Oh my gosh, what a great moment for you. You now know what it's like to get dunked on by Jonathan Kuminga.
Dude, seriously.
Wow.
Hey, Dibs, tell me how my dunk tastes. Because you just got dunked on. That's pretty good. Hi. This is Quentin Dial. Hi, this is Quentin Post.
Quentin Dial!
Former Niner. Hi, this is Quentin Post. I couldn't find your studio.
Who are you?
But Dibs, your pick stink.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Hi, this is Quentin Post. Hey, Dibs, your directions stink.
Totally, right?
Sometimes they're just for us. Anyway.
Hi, you're listening to Lindy Waters. You're listening to Willard and Dibs. Where are you guys?
Where are you? Anyway.
Thank you.
888-957-957. Don't spoil them all, because I like it when, like, we get to hear a new one.
Don't worry. There's plenty of them.
That JK has set me back. I don't even know if I can continue the show.
Play JK one more time. That was absolutely fabulous.
Dab Nation, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
Your pick stinks. Not your picks stink, but your picks stink. Your pick stinks. It actually works in the singular.
Time, yes.
It's great.
It works better that way. You use it every Thursday and Monday night.
And you should play that at 4:49 when I give out my Chiefs Niners pick, because it's probably going to be wrong, but the pick is in. So, yeah, maybe Kuminga can weigh in then about my pick. That's pretty good.
That's the end of the show for me. I'm done.
It's not 5 yet.
Too bad.
You don't fall apart till 5 traditionally.
Too bad. Why don't you speak for once?
I'd rather not.
I need a moment.
I'm too busy watching the Oakland Hills burn. So, and for all of you out there,
I'm watching the Dodgers Game 5 hopes burn. How about that?
Is that on right now?
They're getting their you-know-what's kicked.
Okay.
They're getting their picks stink. Their pitchers stink, too.
Good.
Yeah. So, don't bury the Mets yet. Let's go to Joe in San Jose. Hi, Joe. What are you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Let me ask you guys an honest question.
Please.
I give an edge to Andy Reid over Kyle Shanahan. And the reason why is because Kyle Shanahan has went to a championship, but he just never won the big one. What do you guys think about that? Does that play a factor, or it just come down to execution?
I mean, I sort of look at it this way, Joe. Obviously, it has to come into play. A person's resume is their resume. But let me just give you a little something on how I personally, this is just me, Joe, thank you, how I look at it. They're both tremendous play callers. So to think that one of them doesn't know what's going on compared to the other one, I think is erroneous, number one. Number two, they're technically not play calling against one another. Kyle Shanahan is kind of matched up with Steve Spagnuolo, and Andy Reid is matched up with Nick Sorensen. Now, there's overlap there and blend because they're both the head coach, and that matters too. But to think that somehow either one of these guys has a significant edge on the other one in terms of calling plays, I just don't see it. You're talking about, especially if you want to like spotlight the two Super Bowls, you're talking about razor thin football games that came down to a couple plays at the end and Andy Reid got over. Now, if you wanted me to give a little bit of a different take on it, I'd add this in too. What do all of you think would happen if the quarterbacks switched jerseys? And I want you to just stir that around in your afternoon cocktail and take a sip. Because Andy Reid used to coach the Eagles and had the same rep that Kyle does now. Really good. Can't quite get over the top. And then he got Patrick Mahomes. Meantime, Shanahan's over here, literally going to the Super Bowl with a quarterback that a lot of you thought stinks. Hey, Dibs, your quarterback stinks. And in fact, now can barely even hold a job in the NFL. So I don't know. What's more impressive, winning the Super Bowl with Patrick Mahomes or taking Jimmy Garoppolo to a Super Bowl? What's a better accomplishment?
Of winning it with Patrick Mahomes?
I guess. Yep. It feels easier to me, to be honest with you.
Well, it's only easier because he made Patrick Mahomes what he is.
Oh,
if Mahomes was a Carolina Panther...
You don't believe
Would Mahomes have any rings if he was a Panther?
I don't know. I don't know what
so
would be around him.
So if you
want to
play the game of...
His game
of Mahomes
travels.
Here or Brock there, it travels because he has Andy and he has a lot of other things around him.
You think Andy made Patrick?
No, but what I'm saying is this whole conversation of what if Brock were there or Patrick were there and all the rest of it. It's nonsense.
I don't get into that.
You just threw that out there.
No,
so.
I didn't. You weren't listening. That's not the context.
Is,
but that's not the context of what
Niners
I said.
If the Niners had Patrick, then they would have won the Super Bowl.
No.
I get that.
I didn't say that.
No, but that's my answer.
But I asked you to simply, because of what the caller said, consider the factor that the two coaches are not necessarily playing through these 5 years with the same deck of cards. So you can say Andy greater than Kyle, and I can't disagree with you. He's got 3 Super Bowl rings, but they're not coming from the same place. And there are so many coaches that if they had Patrick Mahomes, they would be champions. That's what I believe.
Well,
there are
I also
a lot of
think
coaches.
That there are so many coaches, if they had Patrick Mahomes, they wouldn't be a playoff team. Because
really?
Yeah, it comes down to more than the quarterback. It is the coach, it's the O-line, it's the scheme, it's the skill guys. It's a lot more than just the quarterback.
Ask yes, Belichick.
Patrick Mahomes is great. And
I mean,
yeah, ask
Belichick.
Ask him.
What did he ever do without Tom? Ever?
Well, not
in his
a lot.
Career?
What was his roster like without Tom when Tom left?
Well, sure.
It was not nearly the same.
There's always circumstances.
You could play this game all you want about this quarterback there, and it comes down to more than just the quarterback. And Mahomes and Andy, it's a great combination and a great defense.
For
and this
sure.
year and last year, I think, speaks to that very thing. Because last year, you even said it on the show in November, you were not sold on Kansas City. And they weren't very good. And then the way they went about winning all the games after November 10th or whatever was through defense and ball control and offensive efficiency and all the rest of it.
I'm still shocked they won in Baltimore.
Yeah.
To this day, I don't understand how they won in Baltimore.
They weren't as good as Baltimore,
nope.
But it doesn't matter. They won in Baltimore.
Yep.
So we can talk about, you know, Patrick Mahomes in, we could name 31 other cities, and would he still be good? Of course he'd be good. Would he have 3 rings if he was in Denver or Detroit?
I don't know. I tend to believe Carolina
or whatever.
You're not wrong about the marriage. This is the Kyle Brock marriage is a good one. The Andy Pat one is a great one. It's a great marriage, but we've done this game before. When we talk about who made who, we did this with Tom and Bill, and the answer could not have been clearer. Like, in other words, Andy Reid has always been a good coach. Donovan McNabb, they went places. Alex Smith, they went places. But if you're asking me who gets the bigger piece of the pie in terms of who's driving who, like, Andy Reid did not make Patrick. It's the other way around. Andy's a phenomenal coach, but the Hall of Fame part of it, the 3 rings, that to me is much more about Patrick than it is about Andy.
I just don't look at it that way. And I don't look at, like, piece of the pie. And if you want to do that for the Niners right now, Kyle and Brock, like, where would you allocate that pie? Is it Kyle more than Brock? And the reason why we're so definitive now about Bill and Tom is because Tom went out and won one without Bill, and Bill did nothing, and then Bill retired. So that becomes something that is not only unfair, but I think it's inaccurate, because Tom went to a spot where they were a good team, and they needed just a quarterback.
They weren't really
supposed
to be.
And they got a quarterback, and they went out
good.
And they won because they had talented pieces around Tom, and Tom was still good, and they went out and they won. So because of that, now we look at Bill and we go, well, Bill, pat you on the head. You were all Tom or you were nothing.
He's a great coach. Like, I don't think
I just don't buy this.
Well, I do. I mean, I look at it from this perspective. First, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. It's never black and white, right? So, like, I think if you're talking Andy Reid, Bill Belichick, John Harbaugh, Kyle Shanahan, these schemes and cultures are good enough to get you to the playoffs most years. But what actually gets you all the way to the finish line? That's, to me, where the great quarterback comes into play. Is Bill Belichick a really good coach? Obviously. Obviously. But Tom gets you to the ring. That's what he did in Tampa also. That's what Patrick does for Andy. Andy has been a successful head coach with many quarterbacks. So has Kyle, because they have great cultures. They're great coaches with great systems. But what wins the 37-34 game in the Super Bowl at the end when it's a score fest? Patrick. Patrick, to me, not by himself, is a bigger deal than the coach. This is true across sports to me. The players are the ones who have to go make the plays. And when you have a great one at the most important position, then that's what gets you. That's what often makes the difference in the fourth quarter or overtime of those games in January and February.
So it's more Brock than it is Kyle.
It is. If they're going to win, they haven't won the whole thing yet.
Right, but so far, Kyle, like, how would you carve up that pie? Because, well, Kyle went there with Jimmy,
right,
and now Kyle's gone there with
as
Brock,
I said,
and
so,
they both wound up in the same spot.
Well, but
I
don't look at it that way because they're not the same years.
Right.
The different things are asked of you.
Brock's team was better than Jimmy's
Agreed. I look at this last February as a bigger disappointment than the one 5 years ago. Not even close. Not even close.
And that one goes on Kyle, but not on Brock.
No, it goes on everybody.
Right,
it
so I'm just wondering where the pie is divided.
Brock is nowhere near as far into his career as Patrick
is. But you've given a bigger piece of the pie to Tom than you did to Bill, even though they won five together and then Tom won the sixth.
Right,
and
but because we've gone all the way through the career and we've got a lot more information and data on that. It is my belief that Brock Purdy will win a Super Bowl. He's had two shots through the playoffs, and one time the arm fell off, and the other one, they had an incredibly awful, damaging, disappointing loss.
Mm, yeah.
After two very impressive come-from-behind victories in the playoffs. But yes, it is my belief that to succeed in January and February, that's to me where the quarterback gets a bigger piece of the pie. In order to get there, to work through a regular season, set the table, the culture, and the plan, that's where the coach gets a bigger piece of the pie. That's just the way I see it.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, this game, Andy and Kyle, Brock and Mahomes, it's more about the coaches because it's a regular season game than it is about the quarterbacks.
No, now you made it about one game. I'm talking about the
regular. I'm just trying to, like, crystallize it into Sunday. Like,
right, but that's, yeah.
And you said that this is a big game, and you said that this is
a very big game.
Yeah, so, like, I'm wondering where, like, the responsibility lies for this big game where you've got the Niners off a mini bye and Kansas City off a big bye, and you've got, you know, Mahomes with the three rings and Purdy with the zero, and I'm wondering where we look at the pressure points for this game.
Oh, on everybody. I feel like you're trying to kind of pin me into a black and white, like this one's Kyle and that. No, like all of it's everybody. I just think it tilts a little bit when you get into January and February, and that's where great players take you to the finish line. You know, it's like we were talking about the other day. Go across sports. There's all kinds of scenarios where you had teams that were really good. Really good and consistently good, but they never got all the way to the end. The Buffalo Bills, the Patrick Ewing, the Reggie Miller, you're really good. You're going to perform every year. You're going to get close to the end, but are you going to get over the top? Well, that's where the player comes in. That's where Michael Jordan got in your damn way, Reggie and Patrick, because he's better. And that's what happens, I think, right now in the NFL to a lot of these quarterbacks, to Lamar and to Josh Allen. And so far, in one try, Brock Purdy, because Patrick is that great. So if you want to make this about Andy versus Kyle, my answer is they're both great. They're both going to call great plays this weekend. They're both great.
Well, it's always about the players, and except when you look at last year in Baltimore against Kansas City, that for me was about the coaching, because Baltimore had a terrible game plan, and they set about to not run the ball, even though they were the number one rushing offense in football, and they chose not to run it, and they gave Kansas City every opportunity to win that game. And you could look at last year in the Super Bowl, and Kyle choosing to take the ball in overtime, which told Mahomes, guess what? You're now in four down territory, so you took a team that is probably has the best quarterback in football, and you're giving them four downs as opposed to three every time, because you know when you give them the ball second that they're going to be in four down territory, and they were. So you basically told your defense, you don't get to just defend for three downs. Now you have to defend for four downs every time. And that's where Kyle will probably never admit that he was wrong. But as we've all looked back on it, most of us anyway, you look at what he did, you empowered the comeback kid, and you gave him an extra down every time. So you could say that it's not about the coaches at that spot, or it's about the players.
No, it's always about everybody. But yeah, it's always about everybody.
He got outcoached. He outcoached himself in the biggest possible spot. He made a huge mistake, and they lost.
That's my opinion. That's probably the wrong decision. Yeah, that's fair. Will in the East Bay. Hi, Will. Thanks for waiting. What's up?
Oh, hey. How you guys doing?
Hi, Will.
Hey, Will.
Got my aquarium clean. Thanks, guys.
You got it. That's big. Yeah, that's a terrible job. I hate it. I hate that job when I used to have fish.
It sucks.
Yeah,
you know, but I'll tell you, it's the easiest fish I ever caught. Hey, Dibs, good job yesterday, you know, making Cosell go Switzerland. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you. I felt good about it.
Good. Hey, listen, just real quick. I think this offense is trending up, and I think with Shanahan's game plan, even against a good defense, I think there's a very high probability that they're going to be effective Sunday. I remember a few years ago, the Raiders traveled to Kansas City, and they played a game. And this is a typically mediocre Raider team. But the one thing about that game, and the Raiders won that game pretty handily, was on defense. None of the linemen, the linebackers, that whole team on defense, they kept their space. You know, they stayed in their lane. And the one thing they did with Mahomes, they wouldn't let him get outside. They wouldn't let him take off inside. They kept their space. But they also put pressure on. There's a fine line between putting that pressure on, but at the same time, maintaining, you know, your integrity of where you are on the field in regards to your position. My point is, if they can do that, the defense, I think it's going to really, really play into them having a victory on Sunday. And the other thing is, you know, and to sound totally redundant, you got to do something about number 95. In that Super Bowl, they were a number 95 away from winning that Super Bowl. And we all know that. So, but like I said, I mean, that's the way I see this game playing out. It's more, you know, how they can perform on defense. And I appreciate you guys taking my call, as always.
Well, yeah, Will, thanks.
Yeah, Will.
Congrats on the fish.
Easiest fish he's ever caught.
I tell you
he got it at the pet store.
Congrats. Yeah, that's easy. You just pull out a credit card and poof, it's yours. he's sort of reminding me of the Eagle game last year for the 49ers. They played an incredibly disciplined game on defense, and Jalen Hurts looked awful because of it. Patrick's a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts. That's going to be a bigger assignment, and it's harder to do without as many good players like Dre Greenlaw, for example, not out there. But, yeah, that sounds like a really good assignment to me.